World Sport from the BBC with Alistair Ross. Coming up, Liverpool keep up their Premier League title hunt in dramatic style.
Gerrard goes for the long diagonal ball, brought down by Suarez, thought about the first time shot, takes the touch, low shot, block, oh, and then Vorm saves, but the rebound is knocked in by Jordan Henderson. Michel Vorm couldn't do anything about the follow-up. Liverpool 4, Swansea 3.
As the qualification draw is made for Euro 2016, we hear from the coach of UEFA's newest association, Gibraltar, as his side prepare for their first ever competitive fixtures, and we hear where the final gold medals have gone at the Winter Olympics in Sochi. First, Liverpool keep up their Premier League title hopes just about after a thrilling 4-3 win at Anfield. Two goals from Daniel Sturridge and two from Jordan Henderson, cancelling out a brace from Wilfred Bonny and a strike from Jonjoe Shelvey from Swansea to secure the Reds a vital 3 points. Watching at Anfield was the BBC's Alistair Bruce Ball.
We didn't really learn anything new about Liverpool. Sensational going forward. Sturridge doing the scoring at the moment. Two more today. Jordan Henderson got the other two. But they do look extremely vulnerable at the back, even with Glenn Johnson returning for this game. Liverpool were two up after 20 minutes, but 6 minutes later, Swansea were level. Jonjoe Shelvey sweetly curling in the first. Wilfred Bony's header took a deflection for the second. Suarez brilliantly teed up Sturridge to head in for 3-2. But right at the start of the second half, Martin Skrtel was penalised for fouling Bony, who stuck the penalty in himself to make it 3-3. Suarez missed a great chance for 4-3. De Guzman did the same at the other end, but then Henderson took a chance to follow in a Suarez shot. The rebound fell for him, and he's kept Liverpool right in the title race.
Well, despite the victory, Liverpool boss Brendan Rodgers admits his back four needs improving.
Well, there always is. There's always areas to improve on. I think today we weren't as good defensively as what we can be. You know, I think at home we've only conceded 9 goals all season, which is a great record to have, you know, at this time of the season. But today we weren't so good. But what's important is when you have those days that aren't so good defending, if you've got the other part of your game, which was outstanding, you know, our penetration and our ability in the final third of the field is there, and it's another 4 goals and it wins us the game.
Well, on the other side, Swansea manager Gary Monk felt his side were unlucky not to take at least a point from the tie.
First half, I didn't think we played particularly well, to be honest. I think we didn't believe it was that belief, you know, that I didn't see in the first half, which we've had in all the games we've had before. And said to that, at half time we weren't moving the ball quick enough, 1-2 touch, we were taking too many touches, and then think second half we come out with that belief, and I think you could see it. I think very unlucky not to get anything from a team that's obviously right there pushing for the league. And if you think about the amount of games we had, to keep the energy levels where we had them and that belief going in the second half, you know, I think we deserve something from the game.
Elsewhere, Tottenham's bid for a spot in the Champions League next season has taken a dent. They lost 1-0 to Norwich City. Spurs now lie 6 points behind Liverpool in the Premier League table. Norwich's Robert Snodgrass scoring his 5th goal of the season for the win. The BBC's Conor McNamara was at Carrow Road.
Norwich City may well look back on this game as a defining moment in their season. Robert Snodgrass's solitary goal was enough to beat Tottenham and lifts Norwich above West Bromwich Albion, Crystal Palace and Stoke City in the table. They now have a 4-point cushion above the relegation zone. There is, of course, still much work to do for Chris Hughton, but Norwich City are really giving themselves a fighting chance of survival. This game also had a big significance further up the table. Tottenham's defeat leaves them a full 6 points behind Liverpool in the race for a Champions League position. It's been a long week for Spurs, all the way to Ukraine and back in the Europa League. And while they did create chances at Carrow Road, Norwich goalkeeper John Ruddy refused to be beaten with a succession of top-class saves.
Well, Norwich have risen to 14th in the table, 4 points clear of the drop zone. Newcastle United, they left it until the second minute of injury time to defeat Aston Villa by a 1-0 at St James's Park. The French international Loic Remy scoring the winner for Alan Pardew's side to end a 4-game winless run. And the Newcastle boss describes Remy's goal as special.
Well, it was special because not just for the 3 points, but that lack of a goal was hanging over us, and we had missed 2 open chances, had a penalty declined, and you're thinking, oh, really and truly, we really do need a goal. And then we created, with our commitment and effort today, 1 good chance, and it fell to the best player on the pitch, and his composure in the 92nd minute to do that was something special.
Well, Villa have now lost 3 of the last 4.
Was something special.
Well, Villa have now lost three of the last four Premier League games. They're just 4 points outside the relegation zone. To European football now in Germany, Bayern Munich thrashed Hannover 4-0 to increase its Bundesliga lead to 19 points and extend its league record unbeaten run to 47 games. Big news though in Spain, where Atletico Madrid failed to go joint top of the Primera Division after they lost 3-0 to struggling Osasuna. And in Italy, AC Milan, they beat Sampdoria 2-0. Now, the draw has been made for the qualifying for the UEFA European Football Championships of 2016. For the first time in the tournament's history, 24 teams will contest the finals in France in 2 years' time. The BBC's Ian Dennis was in Nice for the draw.
Spain, bidding to make it three European titles in a row, will be content with Group C that includes Ukraine and Slovakia. Group D provides the most interest, though, with Germany joined by new boys Gibraltar, along with Scotland and the Republic of Ireland, as Martin O'Neill goes head-to-head with Gordon Strachan. England have been handed a kind draw, as Roy Hodgson faces a reunion with Switzerland, but for all of the top nations, qualifying shouldn't be a problem, with the top two automatically going through for the expansion to 24 teams for 2016.
Well, Ian mentioned it'll be Gibraltar's first ever qualification attempt, having been admitted to UEFA in May. The first competitive fixture in the territory's history will be their home qualifier against Poland in September. Despite having a population of under 30,000, coach Alan Buller is aiming high.
Basically, whatever group we were going to get was going to be difficult. Just work really hard now, harder than before, because we've got the likes of the Giants of Germany, and very glad that we've got Scotland and Republic of Ireland there. So just work very hard now. Every single game we play is a final for us, and we can't let our guards down or anything. So even with this group I've got now, my aim is to get to the playoffs.
Now to the Winter Olympics, and Russia has topped the medals table in Sochi as the Winter Olympics came to an end with a 2-hour closing ceremony complete with fireworks, dancing and music. Russia picked up 2 golds on the final day of the competition, taking their total to 13. Alexander Legkov led a Russian clean sweep in the men's 50-kilometre cross country. The host nation also held off Latvia and the US to take the men's 4-man bobsleigh. It means 33 medals overall for Russia, 18 more than they won in Vancouver 4 years ago. The last gold medal of the games to be awarded was in the men's ice hockey final. That was between Canada and Sweden, and the BBC's Seth Bennett was watching at the Bolshoi Ice Dome.
Canada are a team of superstars that played in a defensive manner all the way throughout this tournament. Coached by Mike Babcock, he got them all to buy into a style of play that made them stingy. They only conceded 3 goals in the 6 games they played in and kept a shutout in the final. They were led from the front by their captain Sidney Crosby, who got his first goal of the tournament as they eased a victory over the Swedes by 3-0. It was an impressive performance from the Canadians, who retained that title from Vancouver from 4 years ago.
Following the final, though, a Swedish Olympic official said that hockey player Niklas Backstrom had failed a drugs test. He was pulled before the match. Swedish Olympic Committee spokesman Bjorn Follen said Backstrom tested positive for a substance found in an allergy medication that he'd been taking for 7 years. Well, in golf, Australian Jason Day is on course for the $5.4 million WGC Match Play Championship title, or at least he was until recently. He was 2-up with 2 to play in the final against Vitor Dubuisson of France, who's making his first ever appearance at the event, but he's pulled it back and it's gone to an extra playoff hole. American Ricky Fowler beat South Africa's Ernie Els in the consolation match to take third prize in that one. And in cricket, Dale Steyn's produced a ferocious spell of fast bowling to inspire South Africa to a crushing 230-run victory over Australia in fading light on day 4 of the second test. South African pacemen took 4 for 55 as the tourists lost their last 10 wickets for just 91s. That result leaves the 3-match series level at 1-1. The third test starts in Cape Town on Saturday. And in tennis, Rafael Nadal has won his first tournament since losing the Australian Open final to Stanislas Wawrinka. He's taken the Rio Open title, defeating Alexander Dolgopolov in straight sets. Of course, he was out for a few weeks after that final after a back injury. That's the latest sport.